Gas stations across North Carolina are seeing shortages following a pipeline leak, but AAA says the rupture is not necessarily the cause of that. It's the crush of drivers filling up that is causing stations to run out of gas, says AAA Carolina's spokeswoman Tiffany Wright. Her message is, don't panic. There's enough gas to go around.
Unfortunately, when things like this happen, everybody gets a little nervous. So it creates a bit of a panic, and folks run out that typically wouldn't get gas today, say they would get gas on Friday. Well, now they're all nervous, and so they're running out to the pumps to get gas. And that's what is actually creating the shortage.
North Carolina is one of five states feeling the effect of the leak in the Colonial Pipeline, which occurred in Alabama. Wright expects this to only be a temporary problem. She isn't ready to give an exact time frame for when things might get back to normal.
We should be fine. We have a ton of supplies here in the United States, so we should be fine. It's just going to be a reshuffling behind the scenes. It's just what we have to remind folks to do is to not panic and not alter what they would typically do at the gas station.
AAA says gas prices have risen an average of 11 cents per gallon statewide to $2.16 following the pipeline leak. But Wright adds they've seen instances where prices have jumped as much as 20 cents per gallon overnight. In western North Carolina, prices are slightly above the statewide average. Wright says even with the pipeline leak, that's typical because of Asheville's status as a year-round tourist destination, which drives the price of gas a little higher. For WCQS News, I'm Matt Bush.